When we have a true desire, we are called to honor it in order to be in the fullness of who we are right now. Because when the divine is bringing something through you, something to be experienced, that means that there's a level of fullness, a level of fullness of expression that we're being invited to step into. And if we don't accept that invitation, if we don't step into it, we're not accepting the fullness of the experience that we're being invited to take part in.
Finally here. Welcome to Do It With Dan,
entrepreneurial philanthropist, public speaker and author, creator of the Beyond Intention Paradigm. Here is your host, Daniel Mengena.
Hello and welcome to this week's masterclass. Today I'm going to be speaking about desire and how honoring your desire is imperative, but perhaps more important is the way that you relate to that desire, especially from a place of self-love. So to put this into context, I define desire as the heart speaking to you what the divine seeks to experience through you. Desire is a very pure thing. It's not the carnal expression of unconscious programs, which is what a lot of people refer to when they're speaking about desire. For me, desire is not that. Desire is that burning communication that comes through the heart space, which is divinely led. There's not going to be any ego. There's not going to be any judgment. There's not going to be thinking or processing around it. It's a very raw thing. And the heart for me is the communicator between the divine and us. And one of the things that's spoken through that is desire. I have specific thoughts and feelings around our relationship to the divine, our relationship to source, to universe, to God, and the role that we play in terms of that relationship here in three-dimensional reality. So desire, if desire doesn't have all of these egoic things and doesn't have judgments, doesn't have stories, doesn't have narratives, doesn't have programs involved, then how do we define the relationship between the two? Well, first and foremost, ego, stories, programs, they don't exist outside of the now. So one of the things that I do, for example, is I do something called cleaning my intentions. And so when something comes through as something that I want to move towards, I clean it by bringing it into the now. And if it can sit in the present moment, if it can sit in the silence of the now, then it's divinely led. And if it can't, then it's not. Very, very simple thing to do. It's the same thing when people ask me, how do you know the difference between intuition and fear or intuition and programming? How do you know when it's real and when it's not just your programs kicking in? Well, bring it into the now. If it can sit in the now, then it's divinely led. And if it can't, then it's not. Another very key way to differentiate between whether something's divinely led or not is the spirit of the thing. So source is always expansive, right? It's always moving forward. It's always expanding. So if it's not expanding, then it's not divine. If it's not expanding, it's not from source. If it's not expanding, it's not from God. And so when you have, for example, divinely led inspiration to not do something, ask yourself, if I'm not doing something, is that expansive or contractive? God doesn't tell you where not to go. God tells you where to go. And so if you find yourself receiving a hit that it's a no, then that's that's this thing at play. This thing telling you what to do. So what we want to do is we want to bring things into the present moment and then just check the spirit of the thing. Is it expansive? Is it moving forward? Is it saying yes and giving me direction? If it's contractive, if it's bringing me back, if it's giving me a no, then it's not. It's probably a program. So these are the two things that you can start to use just to identify whether that thing that you're feeling is a true desire or whether it's just the playing out of a program. Once you have identified that, once you've locked that in, the next series of questions to start asking yourself is, well, am I ready to honor this or not? Now, as we go through life, we're going to have the opportunity to look at different things that are going to come up. Some things are going to be a yes, some things are going to be a no. Some things are going to be leading us in the direction of a divinely led outcome, and some of them are going to be taking us again down a program driven path. The thing is not to judge any of them, but to recognize that this is just one big game at the end of the day. All right, so that's the next thing I want you to remember, that it's not about getting it right, because you can't really get it wrong. Again, that's something that we discuss at the Alchemy of Abundance. I don't really want to go into that today. I really want to focus on this thing of desire. But when we have a true desire, we are called to honor it in order to be in the fullness of who we are right now. Because when the divine is bringing something through you, something to be experienced, that means that there's a level of fullness, a level of fullness of expression that we're being invited to step into. And if we don't accept that invitation, if we don't step into it, we're not accepting the fullness of the experience that we're being invited to take part in. We're going to feel empty. We're not going to feel full. We're not going to feel like we're complete. People talk about purpose and destiny and all that kind of stuff. For me, purpose, yeah, great. But what is it that I'm in relationship with the divine now to call forward an experience? That's where I love to dive in. And if we keep saying yes to that, then how can life not be amazing? Now, does this mean that there's not going to be challenges? There's not going to be trials? There's not going to be bumps in the road? No, it doesn't, because they're part of the human experience. But it does mean that the gift that's on the other side of those is divinely gifted, like it's divinely given. And so by us saying yes to those desires, by us saying yes to those hits, we're going to be moving forward and receiving these really beautiful, these beautiful experiences that are literally gifts from the universe, gifts from source. My invitation to you is to be mindful, again, of the fact that you're human. You're not going to be switched on all the time. You're not always going to get it right. You're not always going to catch the hit. You're not always going to say yes. Sometimes you are going to give into the program. And to love yourself anyway. Because the second that you start to come out of that relationship of love with yourself, you're actually failing to love an aspect of the divine. And so that love relationship with the divine is not in its fullness. And therefore, your ability to tap into the fullness of those communications coming through you is going to be diminished also. Because if I'm caught up in self-judgment, if I'm caught up in beating myself up, if I'm caught up in, you know, making myself wrong, guilt, shame, and all of that stuff, then the frequency I'm in emotionally is going to be associated with those things. And therefore, my capacity to receive the fullness of the communication from the divine, whilst not diminished, is definitely going to be blinkered by my ego, program, fear, human-driven perspectives on things, rather than just receiving the fullness of those hits through the heart and following them. Now, of course, there's this whole relationship of trust that needs to be built. Of course, there's this whole relationship of learning to understand in your body when you are present enough to be able to filter through those things. Of course, there's going to be a practice of you getting into the flow of saying yes, of listening, of saying no to the things that are not a yes. That's something that's going to be a practice, and that's the game. But again, it is a game, and it's a game that we get to play, not a game that we have to play. So go and play with this thing of desire. Go and start listening to those hits. Go and start saying yes more and see what magic sits waiting for you on the other side. Again, it doesn't mean that things are always going to work out the way that you think that they should. It doesn't mean things are going to be easy. It doesn't mean things aren't going to be without trials and tribulations. But those bumps in the road, that texture, that is a gift. And if you dive deeply into that, you'll see what I'm talking about. All right, much love to you. Be back next week with another one of these. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. If you're listening to this on the podcast, please be sure to rate, review, and subscribe, and share this with somebody. In fact, take a moment to ask yourself right now, who will be served by hearing or watching this message right now? And why not go ahead and share it with them? Keep dreaming with your eyes open. Remember, you can consciously choose a more abundant, joyful, purpose-driven life. And bye for now.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Do It With Dan with your host, Daniel McGenna. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit dmpotv.com. We'll catch you on the next episode of Do It With Dan.